Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. MG, we're getting you ready for Thursday night footy between your Panthers.
It's one of my favourite days of the week.
And South Sydney, the MG Maroon Cup, as we like to call it around the Triple M NRL offices. But before we start talking about that game and Brad Fittler joins us a bit later on, we do this. Part of the Triple M NRL family and writer for The Australian, Brent Reid. G'day, Reedy.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
How are you, mate? Fantastic. It's Thursday night. The days come around quick once the season starts. So I can't believe we're in round seven already. But apparently some of the New Zealand Warriors players wanted to go home because their families aren't allowed over.
Yeah, look, there's obviously been a lot of sympathy for the Warriors. They've been over here a long time now. But the issue is that at least three players are now contemplating leaving because the NRL hasn't been able to get an exemption for their family, their families to come over. I've got to say, I spoke to Peter Vlanis about this literally half hour ago, and Pete said they're still working really hard to try and get that exemption. He's hopeful they can get it done and that their families can come over. But we're talking three pretty significant players. I believe one's Tohu Harris and Kenny Mamala and Dave Fusatura, wow, the names I've heard. So they're pretty significant players for the Warriors, and they've already had to borrow some players. So, you know, unless the NRL can somehow pull off a miracle and get their families over, you might find that the Warriors got to borrow some more players to keep going.
I fear for the Warriors. I really do. After they've taken their leader away, I think we underestimate how much he meant to most of the players. He was their spiritual leader. And now that he's been sacked, I think he's going to fall in a heap.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, they've obviously been without their families, and then they've lost a guy who a lot of them's, these are father figures, some of them. So to have that all going on and then not have your families to rely on, it becomes even more difficult. So I think that's part of the challenge they're facing at the moment. As I said, you know, if the NRL can't sort it out quickly, they might be scrounging around for a team next week.
Warriors players want out of Australia. Some Gold Coast Titans players just want out, though, Reedy.
Well, it's an interesting one because there are a couple of like Shannon Boyd and Jared Wallace who haven't got a lot of time. They've been in and out the side, and Shannon Boyd's on a pretty big contract, but it sounds like he's contemplating retiring at the moment to go and help. I believe his family has a farm, so it might be that he's pondering sort of retiring to go and help out there. And Jared Wallace, we all know the Dragons situation. No James Graham. They've been scouring the NRL for potential replacements, and Jared Wallace is a name that's come on their radar now. You know, he's obviously an Origin player, Jared Wallace, but he was dropped recently by Justin Holbrook. I think he's back in the team now. But, you know, he's a guy who's appeared in their radar. I don't think they've made the call yet or what they're going to do, but they need to make it soon.
Do the Dragons need Jared Wallace, MG?
Look, I think it'd be great for good. I think it'd be great for both clubs, Liam and Reedy. I think at the moment, obviously, Dragons need something at their club. And this is an Origin player. And at the moment, Jared Wallace is treating, he seems to be treading water at the Titans. His form of yesteryear when he played Origin is gone. So maybe a change in scenery could be exactly what he needs and exactly what the Dragons need. I think it'd be a great move for both parties.
Yeah, I'm with you, MG. I think he's the sort of guy who seems like he could do with a change, Jared Wallace.
Yeah.
Just not working up there. And obviously, it has repercussions for the Titans because they're in big for Dave Fifita. And if they let Jared Wallace go and they sort of deal with Shannon Boyd, that's a hell of a lot of salary cap room. I think Shannon's on about 600 a year and Jared's maybe on more than that. So if you can somehow clear all of that or some of that off your salary cap, leaves you in a really powerful position to make a red. I mean, they're obviously having a red hot go at Dave Fifita now, but it really gives you real power to go really red hot at Dave Fifita. So I think we'll have a decision next week or so on those guys.
What's been your take on the Wayne Bennett saga? You've been watching it all week. You've been watching it unfold. You know, you're in around the inner circle, inner sanctum. What's your thoughts on the whole saga?
It's an interesting one because, you know, I don't know where Wayne will be next year. I think he'll be at South. I think ultimately he's almost putting himself in a position where unless the club taps him on the shoulder and says, hey, Wayne, we think it's best that you move on and we let Jason Demetrio take over. I think Wayne hasn't given himself an out. I think Wayne will be there next year. I think he wants to be there next year. My take is he'll be 71 at the end of that, I think. And I wonder whether if he doesn't take – the flip side of that is if he doesn't take one of these jobs that could potentially come along now in a year's time, if the Souths haven't won a comp, is he as attractive at 71 to a club looking for a coach to get him through the next few years? I think, you know, I almost think if Wayne doesn't take one of these chances, he mightn't get another one. But the way it is at the moment, he looks dead set on staying where he is. So it's a big decision for him.
Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Reddy. So he's as attractive as some other clubs deem him to be.
I think he's sexy for his age.
Exactly.
And I think he's a real good sort.
With his CV, I reckon
he was really good in Gran Torino.
He hasn't won a comp in 10 years, though, you've got to remember. Oh, a long time. Oh.
What's your beef with Wayne Bennett,
Reddy?
Well,
don't double down, mate. Come on.
I think he's the greatest coach we've seen.
You're a bit dirty that he called hoops yesterday, not you.
Oh, don't double down,
it's been
mate.
10 years. Come on.
Brent Reid, thank you as always for getting to the bottom of all the stories in rugby league. We'll chat to you soon.
Good stuff.